You're a plus-size gal with large breasts in the front, but what about all that unsightly loose back fat? You've tried pushing it, smoothing it, combing it, and spreading it. Tight clothes just make your flesh rolls peek out from the edges, and loose clothes make you look like a grandmother. You need the Tit Flip, the revolutionary back shaping system that gives you perfect-looking faux breasts. On your flip side, face it, men love chests, and with the Tit Flip, you're doubling your appeal. Now, whether they're hitting you from the front or behind, men will always have something to play with while nailing you. Utilizing a patent-pending fat containment and pressure molding system, the Tit Flip kneads, pushes, pulls, and collects all of your loose, disgusting back fat, and then forms them into luscious-looking mounds of bits, or back tits. Order right now, and you'll also receive a sample pack of stick-on areolas to complete your Tit Flip look. So what are you waiting for? Flip that fat into fantastic-looking breasts with the Tit Flip.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
You're constipated.
Shit it out. Don't throw it away.
You be the donut, babe.
Hey, what's up?
Don't slam the fucking door.
Don't look at that, man.
Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT.
I'm still not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Well, a very, very heavy rotation tonight.
Yabba-dabba-doo now.
Do you guys remember what that was from? Was that a porn or something? Men ejaculate in the darndest ways. It's a new television show I'm pitching. Hey, Freaks, to imagine with you back for, well, let's say Wednesday. Midweek, baby. Only two more days of work and then you gotta deal with your family or something. That's the problem with weekends, right? If you're married and have kids, the weekend's not really a weekend for you. Because at least, you know, when you have a job, you get away from the goddamn snot monsters you somehow created with your potent nut cream. So, you go to work, you get away from these things, and then the weekend you're fucking surrounded by them, and you gotta do stuff with them, and they wanna go places. Oh, it's the worst. Not me, though. I've got no one in my life. This is why love is overrated. I got no fucking responsibilities. Don't gotta take care of a bitch wife. Fucking nagging and shit. Wanting to go, out for a nice dinner.
You never take me out anywhere.
And then the kids want you to drive them to the mall or the roller rink. Whatever's popular these days. The soda fountain. You married people are all chumps, man. Very busy week here at Distorted View Daily. Been working on Morning Sickness. Today we did an exclusive one. Just for sideshow members, I'm sorry, I have indigestion. I went to some sort of like pizza buffet for lunch. It's disgusting and delicious. Tomorrow, of course, Morning Sickness will be back for everyone. And then on Friday, we're going to end the week with another sideshow exclusive one. Hey, do you remember that old lady who was singing the song, "Run, nigga, run, the Patty's gonna get you," or "Patty's gonna get you"? I don't know what the fuck she was singing. Oh, here it is.
The push is back in town, and things ain't cool. Caught in a squeeze play between the man and the mafia, Miles Carter has two choices. Make the black connection or run, nigga, run.
I'm hurting. And it ain't for that big, beautiful black dong of yours.
Whoa. Jesus, I don't remember that part. Who knew the term run, nigga, run was so popular? But you remember the old lady, right? She was singing that song, run, nigga, run. We play it many times here on the show. Did you know, and that's a real song, you know, because you know, sometimes, you know, your grandmother or something will sing a song that her mom, you know, sang to her. It's not a real song. It's just some bullshit they came up with. This was a song that was recorded multiple times. This is Uncle Dave Macon. Singing Run, Nigger, Run. I think he's the original.
Hello, folks. Raised in the South among the colored folk and worked in the field of toil with them all the
day. Hello there, folks. I was raised with the colored folks and that's when I learned this little ditty and a one and a two and a three.
My life. I will sing them good old Southern songs. So now I'm going...
Really? Run, Nigger, Run is a song that came from the South? Color me shocked.
Your little of run, nigga, run, the powder will catch you.
What?
Run, nigga, run, the powder will get you. Run, nigga, run, almost there.
What is he saying? I can't figure out the P word. The paddle's gonna get you, maybe?
Tell my mama and I go home, girl, wouldn't let them boy long.
Oh, you'll be hearing this song again on Distorted View Daily. I guarantee it. This version's a lot faster than how the old lady was singing it. Run, nigga, run. She really stretched out the nigger. Run, nigga, run. This guy goes real fast. Oh, run, nigga, run. The battle's gotta get you. Run, nigga, run. This is way more fun.
Run, nigga, run. The battle will get you. Run, nigga, run. The whole day.
This is the second verse.
Last year was good crop year, rose near the tomato. Papa didn't raise no cotton and corn, but Lord, Lord, the taters. Run, nigga, run, the batter all get you. Run, nigga, run, the whole day.
Okay.
Tell my mama.
Then there's another version. Someone did a cover of it. The Skillet Lickers. Run, nigga, run. Song was so popular, there's cover versions. Oh, we're not done yet, though. There's more versions. This one is actually sung by a black man here, so it's okay that we play it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Run, nigga, run. The bat is going to get you. Run, nigga, run. One more quick version. This is the last one I found. This is from Fiddlin' John Carson. Oh, Jesus. Oh. This is recorded like 1800 or something.
Nigga, run, the nigga flew, the nigga all fat gator shoe. Oh, run, nigga, run, better paddle, get you. Run, nigga, yeah. Run, and you better get away.
They all have their own little take on this song. If you are a user of Spotify, just search for Run, Nigger, Run, and you can set yourself up a wonderful little playlist there. All right, moving on, a couple clips before we get into the news. First up, do you know who John McAfee is? If you're not a computer nerd, you might not, but maybe you might. You know McAfee, the antivirus software, right? Well, the guy who created it was John McAfee. I don't really know. There's some shit going down with him. He fled some country. He might have murdered someone, allegedly. I don't know. I mean, he's on the run. But he's got a very active YouTube channel, and he posted a very funny video recently. Take a look. This is him talking about how to uninstall McAfee. Now, keep in mind, he hasn't done anything for the McAfee company or the antivirus software in a long time. He sold it many, many years ago.
I've had, over the years, many responses from users who are complaining about the difficulty in removing the software. I'd like to read you a few things.
So these are like real emails from people who are having trouble uninstalling the antivirus software.
Holy fucking shit. I was drawing for like 5 hours straight on this marvelous drawing, and I had to do a big-ass scan that slows the shit out of my computer. It was McAfee, of course. My computer is always really fast, but that son of a bitch has to come fuck it up. Here's another. My free trial for McAfee, or however it's spelled, expired. When it expired, it blocked Pornhub. Fuck McAfee. Fuck them in their stupid faces. I hope they all get dick and cunt rot and die a slow, agonizing death for limiting my porn use to X-Hamster. No one should have to use X-Hamster.
This guy's kind of funny. We should pardon him, even if he had something to do with this murder. Because this guy's interesting. I need to get him on the program.
For limiting my porn use to X-Hamster. No one should have to use X-Hamster. I tried one final time and got the Urban Dictionary definition for McAfee. McAfee, a barely passable virus scanning program that updates at the worst possible times. Tends to render your computer completely useless whenever it starts an update, which it doesn't ask to start, and you cannot cancel or pause. McAfee updates at horrible times, almost like the creators want you to die.
I'm not going to play the whole video here. I'll post it up on our Reddit over there at distortedview.reddit.com. You really should watch it, though. It's very funny. He has someone explain how to uninstall the software, and while that person is explaining, it keeps cutting to John McAfee, who is getting rubbed down by a bunch of women. He takes off his shirt, and he starts doing bath salts. It just escalates from there. Very funny. Good job, Mr. McAfee. Your move, Norton 360. Your move. All right, moving on now. After playing all the different versions of Run R Word Run, I hate to play this next clip because, you know, there's a lot of racism going on today. But here's a girl. This is actually a loving clip. Yeah, she calls him the N-word, but she wants to blow him. I guess this is like a webcam video. Like, she sent a video to her little online sweetheart.
Hi, nigger. How are you?
I've never heard nigger spoken so softly and lovingly.
Hi, nigger.
Hi, nigger. Hi.
How are you?
Be better if you'd stop calling me nigger, bitch.
Yeah, I'm good. Forget about your black ass. Yeah. Making my pussy a little wet, too. Just a little bit, though. Yeah. I was thinking about you, licking my pussy. Just a little wet, white pussy.
Well, I don't know about little, because this is a fat white chick. Surprise, surprise.
Just a little wet, white pussy.
Especially after the black man gets a hold of that thing. It's not going to be a small pussy.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Be a wrecked cunt. Mm. Yeah. My wrecked pussy's dripping wet.
I'd like that, too.
My pussy, my snatch has been destroyed by you. All right.
That, too. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to beg for it. Because I'm not just going to stick this pussy on any nigger's face.
Language.
Yeah. That's a good nigger. Bang for this little white pussy.
Alright, thank you. Next up, you know, the problem I have with Kesha, the musical artist, is that her success will simply spawn more Keshas. It's already happening in the form of Cody. Code E. That's her name. Here's her hit single, Big Dick Swagger.
At work in the morning, but that don't matter. Cause I see you walking toward me, you're staring at daggers. The ladies all say he got that big dick swagger. Big dick swagger, that big dick swagger. So big you're walking with a trademark dagger. Big dick swagger, that big dick swagger. The ladies all say
he got that big dick swagger.
What's your zipper code?
You're funny and you're cute, but that doesn't explain why you're acting like you're on top of the food chain.
She would sound exactly like Kesha if she was simply auto-tuned more. All right, so there you go. You can check out Big Dick Swagger on your own. I don't condone it. All right, finally, before we get out of here, you remember the MTV series True Life? I don't know if that show is still on the air. But we played clips from it in the past. Well, the one girl had Tourette's and was living with her grandmother, made her grandma paint her toenails because she couldn't do it herself because she just started twitching crazy. And then the grandmother was painting the toenails, and then the girl started twitching and started screaming, Grandma, I can't do anything right! You're being careless, Grandma!
Grandma, can you come do my other one, please?
Need it!
Not be careless.
The second one! Can you count?
Yeah, one, two, three!
That was smart, Alyssa, because now you
see all
over me.
I wanted my second toe painted! One, two, three!
Hey, okay, madam, I have Tourette's, damn it.
That's the one I love the best.
Get your...
I had to win!
We know! We can hear! We hear you barking!
God!
Oh, she was just awful, Alyssa. Well, anyway, I found another clip from a True Life episode. This episode was dealing with people who have social anxieties. And in this clip, some poor son of a bitch is dragged to a restaurant with his mom. And the mom is trying to get him to flirt with the waitress.
So today I let my mom talk me into going out with her.
Perfect table, right?
I know my mom means well, but I don't think even she realizes how hard this is for me.
I really don't want to be here.
I know it's difficult for you, but you can do it. Oh, hi. How are you doing today? I'm going to have some iced tea.
Same for me. Okay.
She was cute. She seemed nice. Your age.
Why is the background noise so loud?
You try to get-
don't they have these people mic'd? Fucking... MTV, Jesus.
Her name.
I don't know if I can do that.
All you have to do is try a little small talk.
Now, listen. You managed to get him out of the house. Well, let's take baby steps here. He told you he doesn't even want to be there right now.
I just can't do it. It's so difficult for me to talk.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, oh, I like that name. Are you from the area?
No, ma'am. I go to school here.
Well, now your mom is going to pick up the waitress. Don't you feel like a shit?
From Tampa.
Oh, what school?
FAU.
Mom's going to get some server pussy.
FAU. My son graduated from FAU.
What major?
Sociology and business.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's really cool.
Yeah. Thanks. What's your major?
Mass communications and multimedia studies.
Man, he is struggling.
So.
Oh, cool.
Yes, sir. You guys ready to order? You need a couple minutes.
I'm just gonna have the iced tea. Do you want anything else, Scott?
Yeah, I'm good for now.
Okay.
I'm good for
just
now.
Let me know.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See, you did really good. Well, you know what, Mom? You did the heavy lifting.
Well, how do you feel? At least you said something.
Like, I want to go home.
Was it that difficult for you?
Yes.
You can't see that he's fucking hyperventilating?
Didn't even, like, talk.
Yeah.
I certainly empathize with you.
Really? You empathize with me? You're the one who made me do this, you old witch.
As you know, it's up to you to make it happen and take the steps necessary to...
I understand, you know, you gotta push yourself, you know, out of your comfort zone, but he's way out of his comfort zone. He's a wreck just sitting down at a restaurant.
Ooh.
Well, makes me feel better about my own social anxiety.
Baby steps, right?
Yeah.
Baby steps, gotta crawl before you can walk.
Right. But you've been crawling too long. It's time to get up and start walking, okay?
I've had enough of this! I want grandkids! She's a tough one to please. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now! Do you like what you hear? Does my voice soothe you? Either way, sign up for this. I'm fucking retarded. Sign up for the Sideshow. Become a super freak. Superfreaksideshow.com. Membership's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Now, when you sign up for a yearly, when you do the math, you're actually getting a better value. It equals out to like $5-something a month. Sign up right now. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video cast. Yesterday we did like 15 minutes of bonus show. We did a Sideshow exclusive morning sickness today. Tomorrow we've got an exclusive podcast. And on Friday, another exclusive morning sickness. A lot of great stuff that is on the Sideshow feed only. Sign up right now. You'll get it all. Superfreaksideshow.com. Make me one happy careless fairy. Thank you. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from the UK. A city council member in a small seaside town in the United Kingdom has raised some eyebrows after expressing his belief in extraterrestrial life in a recent TV documentary. Simon Parks claims he has had experiences with aliens since birth, and his real mom is a 9-foot green alien with 8 fingers. I know what you're probably saying. Tim, did you get tricked into reading a fake news story again? This is from Fox News, so it very well could be fake. All right, his first memory is being lifted out of his cot by an alien. The married father of three also claims he has sexual relations with an alien he refers to as the Cat Queen. Are you sure you're not just fucking your pet cat? That sounds a little more realistic. Someone do some tests on that cat's asshole. See if there's any dried semen up on there. All right, where are we at here? Oh, and also that he's fathered a child with her. Quote, what will happen is that we will hold hands, and I'll say I'm ready, and then the technology I don't understand will take us up to a craft orbiting the Earth. Makes sense? Parks, some craft orbiting the Earth that, you know, no scientist or anyone from NASA is able to find. Parks 58 says he meets with the Cat Queen four times a year. My wife found out about it and was very unhappy, clearly. She's unhappy because she found out her husband is insane. That caused a few problems, but it is not on a human level, so I don't see it as wrong. So as long as you're not fucking another human, you're okay. Animals are still fair game. When he's not representing the residents of Whitby, Parks spends his days drawing out his extraterrestrial experiences to help him come to terms with them. There are plenty of people in my position who don't choose to come out and say it because they are terrified it will destroy their careers. So, there you go. God, I hope that's a fake story. Second story we have for you today. Uh-oh, America's favorite butter-loving fat, diabetic southern chef is in trouble. Yes, Paula Deen is in the news. Apparently, there's going to be an upcoming National Enquirer story that paints her in a pretty unsavory light. This is all according to Radar Online. I guess she's been in trouble recently because a former employee of one of Paula Deen's restaurants filed a lawsuit against the celebrity chef a little over a year ago, alleging all sorts of things, like she used the N-word, that her brother Bubba routinely sexually harassed female employees and made tons of racist jokes. So here are some details from her May 17th deposition. Paula, 66, admitted to using the N-word and wanting black waiters to play the role of slaves at a wedding party she was putting together. This is a very racial episode of Distorted View. I wonder what the what type of music was going to be at this catered event. Run, nigga, run, a roll, get you, run, nigga, run, go, Jose. Of course. When asked by the attorney if she'd ever used the N-word, Paula responded, yes, of course, and gave examples of times she used the offensive term. And when asked if she wanted black men to play the role of slaves at a wedding, she explained she got the idea from a restaurant her husband and her had dined at, saying the whole entire waiter staff was middle-aged black men, and they had on beautiful white jackets with a black bow tie. I mean, it was really impressive. The restaurant represented a certain era in America after the Civil War, during the Civil War, before the Civil War. It was not only black men, it was black women. I would say they were slaves. Her son, Bubba, also confirmed that he used the N-word to describe the president, and he was accused of saying the government should send President Obama to the Gulf of Mexico during an oil spill so he could nigger rig it. So, there you go. And finally today, freaks, got a short one from Canada, Black Diamond, Alberta, to be exact. He was drying off his freshly washed car. That's what the Canadian man told the Mounties when they stopped him doing 112 miles per hour south on Highway 22. The driver, a 67-year-old who lives in the area, was in court on Monday. He said he just got his car washed, needed to dry it off. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said that the judge fined the man $800 and suspended him from driving for 45 days. So don't use that as an excuse. See? Very short. Wanted to blow through that quickly so we could get to some Kidz Bop. Yes! They're back, and they're singing Thrift Shop by Macklemore. I'm gonna rock some tags. Shoot me now, please. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is really awesome. Walk up to the club like, what up, I got a hit song. I'm so pumped about some clothes from the thrift shop. Ice on the fringe, it's so frosty. The people like, hey, the guy on the marquee. Rolling in super deep, heading to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes, those are green. Draped in the leopard mink, girl standing next to me. Let's just do some voicemails, how about that? Hey! You know, yesterday I learned something. I haven't been to my website fizzled out in a long time. It kind of fizzled out. It was my hobby. It's just a hobby. I wasn't making any money or anything, but, you know, I love soda pop. So I created this website called Fizzled Out, and I just would write articles about discontinued or long forgotten soda, right? Like Crystal Pepsi, Pepsi Blue, DNL, Surge, all that sort of stuff, right? And, you know, I would go through and really research this stuff. Like, when I would go back and find old articles from, like, the 80s. I did an article on 7-Up Gold, which was an ill-fated product from the 7-Up people. It was actually, as I learned when I was doing research, 7-Up Gold was actually developed over at Dr. Pepper. And then, you know, they kind of merged. But whatever. So I, you know, would research this stuff and, you know, I thought it was fun. It was fun for me. And a lot of you guys liked it. Anyway, I went to the website yesterday. Oh, no, what happened was I was searching for OK Soda. And I found all these articles that referenced Fizzled Out, right? Either through pictures or, you know, the articles and stuff. So that was kind of cool. I was like, oh, whenever people are talking about soda, they reference Fizzled Out, which is kind of cool. The website was completely taken down. I don't know exactly what happened, but it's been deleted off of my server. Which really sucks. I either did it by accident, but I think more than likely what happened is there was some, like, security issues. Maybe I was running, like, an old version of WordPress and or something. I don't know. Or maybe that there was, like, a attack or something on it. Fucking spammers. And it was slowing the whole server down. And when that happens, I guess the admins over at my hosting company can just go ahead and take care of business by deleting everything. I don't know if that's what happened or not, but I was, you know, I was kind of pissed off about it. And I'm trying to recover things. I'm trying to reset up fizzledout.com and work on some new articles and stuff. So thought I'd resurrect that. So that's one of my projects. Also, did you guys know I have some interesting domain names over the years. You know, when I find a funny domain that's available, I'll just register it, like pubicpuff.com. So I've got that. I've got Near Dead, The Near Dead, The Unsavories.com, I think. I also have audiopodcast.org, which sounds like that could maybe make me money. Does anyone want to purchase that? Starting bid is $1,000. All right, let's do a couple voicemails here. Some people, whenever I mention Fizzled Out, people get angry with me. You never fucking update that site. Like, you give a damn.
Timothy Shitskin Henson. Just a few things that you should be aware of, sir. I'm starting to use the podcast app for iTunes, and so far I can't get any album artwork whatsoever on any...
I think I played this call yesterday on the show, didn't I? Let's move on.
You, Timothy Shitskin. So, fucking iTunes podcast app is terrible. Not only will it show your album artwork,
same guy,
but for some reason, your June 11th show is completely fucked.
He's calling in about the same things.
Hey, Timmy. This is Patty Poutine calling back again from the wilds of Canada. I left you this message last week. Never made it on the air. I don't know if you heard it or not, but I've got a prime, easy money scheme for you.
Mm.
You need to set up a fundraiser on Kickstarter, Indiegogo, whatever you want to do. To make a movie, a documentary on Roy Killer War.
I played that last week. How come all of these voicemails are shit that I've covered already? Let's move on.
Jagoo, Tim, this is Ian calling from PA. And I was listening to one of your older shows from earlier in the year. And I'm wondering if you ever actually got off your lazy ass to give away that slightly soiled Wii U. Because...
No, I've been waiting for a good opportunity, and I never really set up the challenge or the contest that I wanted to. And now no one wants the goddamn Wii U, right? The fucking black hole.
Tim, you're slipping.
Nintendo.
98 degrees out, and you don't make reference to the boy band that gave you your first erection. I can't believe it. Anyway, Tim, you can thank me later for what it did today, because I bet you I got you one Sideshow membership, at the very least, and I mean probably lifetime. I, this bald-headed, scruffy, bearded, scary motherfucker wearing his freak shirt, was wandering around Saks Fifth Avenue and fucking douche Brothers and shit at a douche chill mall and got asked a lot about where my shirt was from. And since I couldn't say, oh, I got it at the Gap, I told them about your show.
Huh.
So some of these rebellious teenagers might spend a little bit of mommy and daddy's money on you.
Cool.
So you're welcome.
Hey, that shirt's doing its job, isn't it? It's a, you know, I guess it kind of stands out. The black and the white and the evil grin.
Can't go with any bro. Sideshow member, Space Cat Steve calling in. I just want to talk about all these people calling the voice.
That is a good impression. I can't do that voice, but you do it really well.
Well, I'm pretending to be me. The whole thing is a fabrication.
Fabrication.
I just want to say, though, that I love your show ever since I heard myself on it on the 29th.
Oh, that voice is so awful, but I could listen to it all day.
I feel this firmness in my areolas every time I hear your voice. Keep doing what you do, Timmy Pooh. Polishing your butthole ain't a crime.
But seriously, though, Fat Show member McBaby.
Oh.
I'm not going to drag this voicemail on for too long.
No.
You brought this on yourself.
You're mixing up quotes there. D. I can't do it.
Do you like fresh catfish?
Thank you.
Do you like fresh catfish?
That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it okay?
Hi, nigger.
Spread the distortion. Tell your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait until Friday when we end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everyone!
They got hold to the wrong stuff, and it told me to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.